You know, Jimmy, every holiday season, I find myself with a dilemma. At my wife's extended family Christmas, we do a white elephant gift, and I never know what to get.
Well, Matt, spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list, all in one spot. Gifts that spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling.
Yeah, they scour the globe for original handmade, absolutely remarkable things. Somehow they know exactly the perfect gift for every single person you know. Here's a few of my favorite gifts that I found on their website. Things like chocolate from around the world, handcrafted cribbage boards, wine glasses, bourbon sets, just about anything you want to find that would be a unique or uncommon gift they have in their selection.
And when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season.
Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade in the U.S. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. They even have gifts that you can personalize.
And from holiday host to hostess gift to the coolest finds for kids to hits for everyone, from book lovers to diehard sports fans, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, not the same old selections you can find just anywhere.
And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/bendtheknee. That's uncommongoods.com/bendtheknee for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF, Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
Hello and welcome to Bend the Knee, a Song of Ice and Fire podcast. I am Sir Matt, the Butt Knight.
And I am Sir Ezra, the Watchful. And friends, we are coming to you live.
This is insane. Okay, guys. Yeah. So we knew, obviously we've been saying it a few times, this is actually my wedding. Ez and I are literally, this is how committed we are. I'm literally in like a corner. We found like some random room in this venue and we are talking about it. We watched the episode at dinner.
Right.
So we are going to come back this week with a full mega breakdown.
Right.
But we just still had to, we still wanted to give you guys like our initial thoughts and reactions. And of all the episodes for me to have a wedding on.
I know.
I mean, my God.
Dude.
So.
Dude, within the first, like, we're sitting there. This is no joke. You guys have, I want some appreciation. I want some reviews. I want some ravens for this. We're sitting at the wedding table.
And I'm, and obviously, Ez is sitting with me because he's in the wedding party. So he's like it, in front of, there's like
right
100,
there.
There's 100 people.
100 people
and
there.
And they're like, Matt. And I'm like, guys, I have to watch House of the Dragon.
It's on in front of me. I'm literally eating steak, that awesome salad, the tortellini.
It was good.
So good, dude. We're sitting there watching it within minutes. We have the crab feeder, and we have the dude on the freaking thing looking up at Prince Damon.
And he's like, he's shouting, and he's like, my prince, like, my blessed.
Or dude.
You know, like, blessed is like my Prince Damon, or what exactly what he said. And he's like,
Yeah. He's praising him.
He's praise Prince Damon.
Like savior.
And then the dragon ends up killing him. But.
Dude,
the whole big thing about this episode, and again, this is just, guys, this is a little bit going to be like a 5-10 minute review, just
right?
Because I'm at my wedding, but we had to get an initial reaction review.
Yeah.
This whole episode, both with like setting up, like showing, like they were showing a lot of Viserys's like faults and like cracks in the armor.
Yeah.
His fingers, you know,
gone. Like, dude, I didn't even notice
the time jump too.
Yeah.
Like the time jump.
Yeah. It's like a 3-year.
And then like, man. Rhaenyra, it just seems like there's nothing he can do.
So the beginning of this sets up, and it's you feel awful for Rhaenyra. He's happy though, right? He's happy, but he's also right. He looks a little
he
drunk.
He has a new son.
He's got a new
son. And then
the
guy he's trying to push Otto Hightower to say, hey, that should be the new heir.
And then they
cut to Rhaenyra. And you know, really, like the scene where Rhaenyra is with like the bard playing
music. At the weirwood tree,
and they're having the little back and forth of like your princess demands you stay while your queen demands you leave.
Dang, dude. It's the battle of that. You're setting up that drama between those two. She's bitter about her friend being chosen. I mean, later in this episode, she even says something about Valerion. You could have chose her, sort of.
Right.
So you actually see in the beginning of this episode, and I'm going to kind of also like fill into some like just real quick thoughts here we've been out there dancing and stuff. So like
it's crazy.
Freaking wedding. Like, okay. The wedding hasn't turned red yet. So we're all good, guys. You know, like, but dude, there's the moment where like Rhaenyra gets called in at the end of this to her father. And he says, I had a moment where I wavered and I was considering Aegon over you.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you now that you are my, like, he reaffirms it at the end. And you're like, oh, because for a second, in the beginning, it looks like he's totally, Otto Hightower's got him hooked into his newborn son. The realm thinks this, like, there's that Jason Lannister. Lannister was courting her in the beginning, wasn't he? You know what I mean? So like Rhaenyra's trying.
He said, I could buy you a new dragon pit.
Yeah, dude.
Oh. Yeah.
Which is crazy. So she doesn't want that. She feels like she's being pawned off. The best thing, the most emotional conversation in this was when he was talking about the Veil and how the Veil's army could rival the North, which was crazy. It's why he, you know, Emma Arryn, the whole thing. And then he said something. He was just like, he found through Emma Arryn that he loved her.
Yeah.
And so he was like, I want you to find that as well. And I was like, whoa, dude, this is like on a different level in terms
it's
of like
so good.
That connection between because I thought it was gone. I thought like the father daughter connection was gone, but it's still there.
It's like one of the things in and it carries over from Game of Thrones that no matter like what the like all like it's so weird because like when we watch Star Wars and we watch all these other things and like this episode had a ton of awesome like action. I mean, just dragons going.
Oh, dude.
Decimating army. Corlys Velaryon looked freaking sick
in his armor.
But at the end of the day, like still the best moments in Game of Thrones were like Tyrion's trial.
Yes.
And like Jon Snow, King in the North. Like it's the drama.
It is.
And
dude,
this episode, like even though you have all this amazing action, like the War of the Stepstones, the crab feeder looks awesome, the dragons.
Oh, yeah.
Like the mist, like there was just so much mist and like the dragons coming in, like the coloring is so sick. And we'll keep this short.
Yes.
We'll keep this whole thing short. But, and I think it's also just so interesting, and, you know, not that we can't dive into all this right yet, but like Rings of Power came out too. And this, so this is the episode they chose.
Yes.
To be like, okay, this will combat Rings of Power.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, it's...
It's good.
Like the budget of this. It's so crazy because the budget of this is so much higher than everything else. But the budget of Rings of Power is like more than twice this.
Stupid high.
But it's still like, it's still just the king. It's so good.
It is. It really is. And then it really is. And so essentially, like one more point before we wrap up here. We already had a couple points. You guys send us your thoughts again. We deserve.
And we will
those
do. And we will do a Ravens full breakdown later this week.
Yeah, but I want to say for the realm we're in here right now, people. For the realm,
this
baby.
Would be this episode.
Dude,
is the best episode of the show so far.
It's the best, and could spend hours on this.
If you were to say all the episodes of Game of Thrones plus this episode, like these three episodes, this would be a top 10 episode of the whole thing.
Dude, absolutely. And so one quick thing, and I think people are going to love this, right? right. It's the boar. There's freaking, you remember Rhaenyra was like stabbing the heck out of that boar that like tried. So Sir Criston Cole kills it, but then like that's going on. The stag is later on there. Right. Like the King Viserys like kills a freaking stag, not the white stag, but who sees the white stag? Rhaenyra later. Dude, the symbolism
is
and
insane.
The foreshadowing. I was sitting there dumbfounded, like, holy crap. Of all the
show is
they
like
just dropped a huge
the
one.
The show
on us.
Is, it's even bigger than we thought it would be.
It is way bigger, dude. Way, 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 way bigger. And there's stuff in there for book readers and non-show or non-book readers as well. Like there's so much that I didn't expect as a book reader. And I, you know,
yeah. And I think we can end with this.
Yeah.
Because I think this just sums it up. And again, we will come back. We had to pop in and do.
Got
to
get something
a quick
out there.
Little thing. If you were somebody who literally was like, season 8 ruined it for me.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of people who've been like, I'm back anyway.
Right.
But there's still definitely people out there who felt like they were spurned by season 8. Watch the first 3 episodes of House of the Dragon.
Yes.
And
I
think even those, like that even smaller group will be like, I'm back.
Back, yeah. Yeah. Give it those 3, you will come back hard because there's so much tie-in to the main series.
Right.
And it's so damn
sick.
Good, dude.
Sick. God. So awesome, guys. So, all right. Hey, we had to pop on here. If the audio quality's bad, there's like an air conditioner in this room. It's weird.
Yeah,
but we wanted to pop on here and do something quick. I think we'll probably record something Wednesday.
Yep, that's fine. Yep.
We'll do like a big one. And then we're probably going to do some more stuff because we want to do a Rings of Power
comparison. Yes.
Stay tuned for that. Freaking love you guys.
Freaking love you.
Freaking crazy. Just had a pop. Sir Jimmy's here too. He's partying.
He partied up.
It's so good. So as always, guys, remember that winter is coming.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.